this is Mira Hamidiani with Payments.com. We are here today with Joel Leonoff, President and CEO of Optimal Payments. Thanks so much for joining us today, Joel.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Could you start us off by introducing us to Optimal Payments? What kind of problems do you solve and for who?
Well, Optimal Payments essentially is a payment service provider for the most part. We have a number of different products, including a product called NetTeller, which is a stored value system like PayPal, and then a straight-through processing product called NetBanks. And essentially what we do is we help merchants around the world in about 200 countries accept various payment types on their websites. So if you have a service or a hard good that you're selling online, we help those merchants accept Visa, MasterCard, and other local payment types on their websites so that they can process and proliferate their business around the world. And that includes capturing the credit card, as an example, scrubbing it and screening it for fraud, keeping, I guess, the fraud down to as low percentage as possible, and then helping facilitate the movement of money back to the merchant. So we serve a pretty integral part in the e-commerce flow for the most part. And we do that, again, with Visa, MasterCard, but the NetTeller product, which really caters to the online gaming community, is more about, you know, finding local payment methods around the world. So we have about close to 200 different payment types around the world that allow the movement of money from local bank accounts in hard-to-get-to countries into our store value system and then to a merchant's website. So we provide a fair amount of value add to merchants who are looking to expose their products and services to consumers around the world.
Joel, what do you think the top challenges in B2B cross-border payments are right now, and how do you think Optimal Payments are solving that problem?
I think there's a couple of problems. One is, you know, when you start expanding your business to new geographies, how do you provide the proliferation of goods and services in a manner that maintains fraud at very low percentages? I think a lot of merchants that are offering services to new geographies aren't quite aware of what to look out for from a risk perspective. And there certainly is dangers out there as far as groups that are fraudulently processing transactions, possibly with stolen credit cards. And we provide a very valuable service by helping maintain those percentages and lowering the risk for merchants so that customers that they're providing goods and services to are real and they're less subject to chargeback problems. I think that certainly is a very key concern for merchants that are kind of stepping into territories they may be unfamiliar with. We do that in about 200 countries. And that brings up the second issue, which is, you know, how do you find ways to secure payments in hard to get to places? How do you find a way to secure funds in Greece and Russia and South America and places that aren't that obvious? Maybe Japan and India are other examples where credit cards may not be prevalent and may not be popular. And then you need to find a way to tap into local payment methods that are more widely used. So we bring a lot of that to the table in many years of experience in integrating local payment types around the world. So we facilitate payments in hard-to-get-to places. And we actually, in NetTeller, which is our stored value system, we indemnify, you know, the funds and guarantee the funds to the merchant. So we take care of all the risk and the fraud. So we do it well, and we're able to guarantee the funds to the merchants, which is also a very key value add that we bring to the table.
Going back to the e-gaming market, which I know you mentioned earlier, I know Optimal Payments was recently announced a winner at the e-gaming review B2B Awards. Could you talk a little bit more about how you serve that market?
Yeah, well, it's a market that we've been serving since probably 1996, 97. We kind of cut our teeth early on processing online Visa, MasterCard for the gaming industry or the online gaming industry back in those days. I think we've learned a lot over the years about how to maintain chargebacks and risk down to a very low level and provide a very, I guess, significant value-added service to the gaming community. I think over time, we've developed very tight relationships with most of the merchants. We certainly are very gaming-centric. Our solutions have, you know, specific functionality and toolkits that are really oriented to provide, I guess, a more relevant solution for the gaming community. So our presence in that world is very significant just by virtue of it being about half of our business. And we cater to the specific needs of the gaming community. So the functionality that we've built into our processing engine for NetBanks and for NetTeller are very focused on the unique needs of the industry. And because of that, I think, you know, we've become very relevant to the whole gaming community, both, I say, merchants, consumers, even regulators who are looking for us to help in scenarios where traditional payments may not be working. Even in the U.S. market, that's just opening up in New Jersey, Nevada, and Delaware. There's been various difficulties with credit card payments. Some of the issuing banks are not accepting online gaming transactions. So our solutions have a wide range of options beyond credit cards that help facilitate the conversion of customers in a very significant manner. So the relevance of what we bring to the table is significant and I think valued in the gaming community, where we look at ourselves as really the payment partners to the merchants who are offering services, because our business is about focusing 100% on payment solutions, which leaves the merchants more to focus on marketing and customer acquisition and, I guess, gaming functionality. We kind of add a very nice element to that Rubik's Cube of all the elements that kind of culminate in a successful gaming offering.
If we look ahead a little bit into the future, what would you say is next for Optimal Payments? What types of innovative services or products are you in the process of creating that you can disclose?
I'd say that the immediate future probably has us finalizing our deal to acquire Skrill, which also focuses a portion of their business on the online gaming community. We've announced that acquisition recently, and we're just waiting on regulatory approval to close the deal. And then I think the task at hand for us will be about integrating the two companies and ultimately, hopefully, becoming more relevant to the gaming community and to the e-commerce community in general. So that's really what's right in front of us. I'd say over and above that, we have a specific eye on more focused mobile functionality for all of our products. So we're looking to kind of lead the way as far as innovative mobile technology and functionality for merchants and consumers. We certainly think that the world is changing quickly, and the ability and the availability of some very creative mobile functionality can help provide some very innovative solutions to some very interesting markets. So we're certainly spending a very considerable amount of time with our mobile roadmap. I'd say that in the coming future, we should see a lot more, I guess, innovative kind of functionality being introduced to the market. And then over and above that, I'd say once we get the Skrill deal under our belt as far as realizing the synergies and the values that we've committed to the market, I'd say we'll look at other M&A opportunities down the road to continue building our business. And I think we've become very relevant in the online payment community. And, you know, we're quickly approaching $1 billion of revenue. We think that over the next couple of years, hopefully we'll get there. But there's some exciting times ahead, I think, for our business to become even more significant and more relevant in the online payment ecosystem.
It all sounds very exciting. Thank you again, Joel, for taking the time to speak with us today and about Optimal Payments, its vital role in the B2B and gaming space, and your roadmap for the future. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.